13 minutes after 8 o'clock, classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining us on the telephone this morning is State Senator Jason Berrickman. How are you, sir?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, this has got to be a hectic time for you, so we appreciate you taking time out to talk with us. Springfield's in special session, so the question on everybody's mind is, do you think anything's going to get done?
Well, some of it's outside of our control. I will say, Todd, that I'm more optimistic today than I've been probably in the last year. That's likely a result of some of the conversations that are ensuing, some of the feedback that we're seeing from Speaker Madigan and from Governor Rauner. But, you know, all I can tell you with any certainty is that next week is going to be a big week for the state. I'm optimistic that as Friday approaches, that's June 30th, that we can come to some reasonable compromise. But ultimately, you know, Todd, this thing is going to be decided by Mike Madigan, Speaker Madigan himself. And you know, we've talked about the control and the influence that he has for years. But if you listen to the political leaders today, all eyes and attention are pointing to Speaker Madigan. And it's not just Republicans like me and Governor Rauner. You know, President of the Senate, John Cullerton, he too is saying that it's up to Madigan now to move. For all the negotiations, for all the compromise that you've seen coming out of Republicans, the negotiations that occurred between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, we have yet to see any movement, have any, you know, substantive dialogue with Mike Madigan. In fact, you can hear the crickets chirping in the Illinois House of Representatives. And this is classic template, you know, blueprint for how the speaker acts. He's the last guy to get engaged. He does that as a negotiating strategy. We know he's been very successful in negotiating his priorities. And here we are as we approach the end of the special session that's been scheduled. It's supposed to adjourn next Friday. We're going to work through this weekend. We need Mike Madigan to get engaged. We need him to do something that he historically has been unwilling to do, which is use his tremendous power and influence to help our state find a common ground in this divided government that we have and take a meaningful step forward by producing a balanced budget and restoring faith that the people need to have, that our government is working for them and not for special interests. So that's my hope, Todd, but we'll see how next week goes.
One of the things I hear people asking all the time, and of course I have no answer, I'm hoping you do, after all these months of no budget, what might motivate the speaker now? Why might it happen? Why are you optimistic?
Well, number one, there's a continual build in pressure. You know, some of the pressure comes from the reality that we have, you know, we have 852 school districts around the state, all of whom are wrestling with the fact that absent a state budget, they're going to have incredible challenges, you know, opening the doors this fall. School districts are making contingency plans, and that's putting a lot of pressure on legislators to get something done, to find middle ground. You also have, you know, recently the Department of Transportation put out a stop order basically saying that construction work is to stop, you know, to terminate as of July 1, the first day of the next fiscal year. They have to do that because there's no spending authority for those projects as of July 1. So if those projects stop, it puts a lot of people out of work, thousands of people around the state. If those projects stop, you know, there's a dysfunction that's created where people see ongoing construction projects but nothing happening. So these types of things, and there's more to it than that, you know, the impact on higher ed and social services, these types of things I think create pressure in both Republicans and Democrats to find a middle ground. And so in that context, Todd, you know, Republicans put forward last week a series of compromise measures, things that were legislative proposals we put forward last week, not designed to be a reflection of just Republican priorities, but really designed to be a reflection of the negotiations that have occurred between the parties. We put those bills out. They include a balanced budget. They include some important reforms to the way the state does business. Education reform, a big piece that I've been working on. Some pro-jobs reforms. All done in the spirit of the negotiations that have commenced. Our hope is that as we approach, you know, the weekend and next week, the Democratic leaders will take these legislative ideas and advance them to a vote in the legislature. We think we could receive bipartisan support, but we need Speaker Madigan to engage and remove the brick that he has on these compromise proposals so that his members can have a chance to vote on them.
We heard some stories out of Springfield that the first day of the special session, actually very little time spent in session, actually just a few minutes in each chamber. Do you feel like you're going to be more busy as the days progress?
Well, we'll get busy when the speaker gets serious about engaging in this process. The reality is you're absolutely right. I think the Senate was in session yesterday for, I don't know, less than 10 minutes. Now, both before and after that, I've had a series of meetings, phone calls, et cetera, where we're trying to advance the ball. You know, conversations with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, a lot of conversations about school funding reform, which I'm directly involved in, some related to the budget. But the point is that we will get incredibly busy in Springfield the moment the speaker says, okay, we're ready to do something. Obviously, we'll look at that hard. Hopefully that something is a reflection of our of the compromises and the negotiation that's happened. But once the speaker gets ready to act, that's when you're going to really see the action in Springfield.
Let's talk about the work you've been doing. As you mentioned, you've been an individual who's spearheaded legislation for education funding reform. So has Senator Menar, and I understand his bill is actually on the governor's desk. So what's the current status of your bill versus his, and can you give us an idea of where the land lays?
Yeah, so the Democrats advanced their own school funding bill. It's called Senate Bill 1, sponsored by Senator Menar. That legislation passed on a partisan vote, Democrats for it, Republicans against. It passed and has moved to the governor's office where he has said he's going to veto it. So effectively, that bill's dead. And that's a reflection of the bipartisan government that we have and the need that exists to pass bipartisan legislation, not partisan stuff. We, you know, Republicans and myself were very critical of the legislation that they advanced, because, among other things, it didn't fix the school funding problem and, in fact, created many of the special deals that benefit Chicago at the expense of all of our schools elsewhere, including those in your listening area, whether it be Pontiac or elsewhere. So we have, Republicans have put forward a compromise school funding bill that embraces some of the ideas advanced by Democrats, some of the ideas advanced by Republicans. We think that compromise bill produces a better result for school districts everywhere. And in fact, yesterday we put out the numbers, the school district numbers that the State Board of Education ran, a side-by-side comparison of the Democrat plan versus the Republican compromise proposal. And in fact, we saw what we expected, which is if you don't bail out the city of Chicago with hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, and you only give Chicago their fair share, as measured by the data and the evidence, what happens is you free up dollars for every other school district. And so just as an example, in Pontiac High School, if they were to pass their version, Pontiac High School would receive $244,000 more dollars. Pass our version without the Chicago bailout, Pontiac High School receives $436,000 more dollars. So there's, you know, and this is, that plays out consistently all around the state. And we're able to do that in a compromise plan that works for and gives more money to Chicago. It simply doesn't bail them out. So we're hopeful that our compromise proposal will get some serious consideration here again over the weekend and next week. Hopefully good, reasonable-minded Republicans and Democrats will have an opportunity to vote for it.
Well, we will be listening to find out what happens with that, Senator. And again, we appreciate you joining us at a very busy time for you. And we'll talk again soon. You can rest assured of that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks for joining us. That's State Senator Jason Berrickman. He's been our guest this morning on the Community Forum.